This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Tanya Bellinger from Catkins about an ongoing fundraiser they have.
Right now, we have, if you go to our Facebook page, up at the top pinned, it's called Fun Pasta, and it's something new to us that we're giving a try. It's an online fundraiser, online only, and basically, it's bags of themed pasta, which sounds silly, but they're really fun, and they would make a fun gift for Christmas. I think it's $7.95 a bag, and you order online, and 35 to 40% of all the proceeds go to Catkins, and that's going to go through March, so you can order anytime, or you can order multiple times. And then also, it's not really a fundraiser, but we do have our pet giving tree up in the office. So if you come in during open hours, you can bring your dog or cat with you and get a picture with them, fill out an ornament for the tree. We have a big backdrop up of a winter picture. And then if you want to, even though it's not mandatory, you can bring it in a supply donation to put under the tree for one of our residents.
Saturday, December 6th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's Christmas in the Village over in Butternut. At the Butternut Village Hall, you can find cookies and hot chocolate from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. At the Butternut Community Park, you can find a food stand sponsored by the Butternut Girls Basketball, with a bar open from 10 a.m. until they decide to close. There's also going to be a punch card for a raffle. You can pick it up at the Butternut Village Hall. This is a drawing for a raffle basket filled with prizes. The drawing is at 3:15 p.m. at the park. Downtown businesses and Butternut Community Park will also have vendors. Look for signs of businesses that are participating. There's going to be music at the park beginning at 3, and you can stop at the Village Hall when your punch card is filled or if you have any questions. The Butternut Community Park Meat Raffle will also begin at 3 p.m. at the park. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over in Butternut. This Sunday, December 7th, marks Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
December 7th is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, a day that will live in infamy. Buckley Baldwin, VFW Post 2534 in Wisconsin Rapids, is one of only three in the state who continue the tradition. Post Commander Sean Plant.
It is a little bit of history and a little bit of celebration about the remembrance of Pearl Harbor Day.
On December 7th, 1941, Japanese planes destroyed or damaged 19 U.S. warships and 300 aircraft in less than 90 minutes, according to the National World War II Museum. More than 2,400 U.S. servicemen were killed, almost half from the USS Arizona. The battleship sank within minutes after a bomb ignited more than 1 million pounds of ammunition in its forward magazine. During last year's ceremony at VFW Post 2534, special guest Mike Gunner Pohl, a U.S. Coast Guard veteran with Fleet Reserve Association, Branch 238.
I am forever grateful to the men and women who now sleep in peace, that were attending MASH, playing catch on the pier, working on planes, whatever they were doing that Sunday morning at Pearl Harbor, and suddenly thrust into combat.
The number of survivors of those who served in Pearl Harbor during the attack are dwindling, as many are now in their 90s or 100s. In April of this year, one of the oldest known survivors, Vaughn P. Drake Jr., died at the age of 106. While veterans across the nation pause to remember and honor this day, the other two ceremonies on December 7th in Wisconsin include the Civil War Museum in Kenosha, presented by the Navy Club Ship 40, and the Milwaukee County War Memorial, presented by AM Vets in the Veterans Gallery. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Have some old, broken, or burned out strings of lights that you just don't know what to do with? There are several recycling programs that will put the copper in light strings back to good use. Check with your local municipal recycling program to see if they accept them at a drop-off location. Some local scrap metal dealers may take them as well. As a rule, holiday lights don't belong in your curbside recycling bin because they can tangle up recycling equipment. You can learn more about what to recycle and find a list of local recycling contacts at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Park Falls' point of contact is the city clerk at 715-762-2436, while Phillips is their clerk and treasurer at 715-339-3125. Friday, December 12th at 5:30 p.m., it's a holiday family fun night at the YMCA. Wear your pajamas and bring a blanket for this cozy Christmas event. This will feature a Christmas movie in their decorated studio, free food, a free hot chocolate bar, free popcorn, and a craft station. Due to limited space in the studio, they do require you to sign up for the event, and you can find that link at their Facebook page under YMCA of the Northwoods, Flambeau River YMCA. Once again, this is taking place Friday, December 12th at 5:30 p.m. over at the Flambeau River YMCA in Park Falls. The state officially had their tree lighting ceremony in Madison yesterday. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson with more.
You know it's the holiday season when there's a big tree in the Wisconsin State Capitol. Every year, there's a special ceremony to turn on the lights. The La Crosse Central High School Band had the honor of kicking things off. This year's celebration centered around the governor's proclamation that 2025 is the year of the kid. The tree's called the Learning Tree and honors students and educators all over Wisconsin. The guests of honor included Mr. Peanut's real name, Rodney Esser, who's been the custodian at Park Elementary School in Cross Plains for 61 years.
I just love what I do. Every morning, these little people will come into school. And it isn't limited just to little people who throw hugs at me and high fives and fist bumps, staff as well.
Green Bay West High School teacher Ellie Hines-Verdue talked about what's kept her going after more than three decades.
36 years in the classroom, I think you can trust me when I say it's love.
The 30-foot-tall balsam fir came from farmers in Oconto County. It's decorated with hundreds of ornaments made by students from all over the state. Elmer Moore Jr., the executive director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, got to do the countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Wisconsin's Capitol Holiday Tree has been nominated for USA Today's 10 Best Public Holiday Lights Displays. We'll find out who makes that top 10 list on Wednesday. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the 76ers tonight. They'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for the next 2 to 4 weeks. He's got a strained calf muscle in his right leg. The Bucks are 10-13, but Doc Rivers says at least he's got Kevin Porter Jr. back, finally.
We haven't had him all year, you know, and then, you know, having him and Giannis out for that long stretch explains our record. Now we're back at it, you know, we have him back now. And we may have Giannis out. We just got to figure out a way of winning games when all these guys are injured. And if we can get healthy, and I keep saying that, I like our team.
NFL, the Packers holding practice outdoors in 8-degree temperatures. They'll host the Bears Sunday. Jordan Love nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. The quarterback says helping kids from low-income families goes with the territory.
I think all of it kind of plays a part into it, and it's fun to be able to give back and to be able to impact people's lives.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some light snow on the way today. We could get an inch or two, maybe even a little more in a few spots, with a high near 25 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to around 3 above tomorrow. Partly sunny, 15, with more light snow on the way this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.